You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, I'm Dave Clemens, and I am your host for this and most every other episode of Geek This. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to the show. For those of you who are new to the podcast, I just want to say welcome. Normally, I share a couple of news stories from the last week, and then I dive into a review or an opinion piece about comics, movies, TV, or something else in geek pop culture. But this week, I'm not going to be doing that because I'm still kind of celebrating episode 100. And this episode might get a little bit rambly, could be a little bit longer than others, we'll see. But I hope you stick around. And, you know, if you don't like this episode, there's 100 other episodes you can listen to. I'm sure you'll find something you like. Real quick, though, before I get started, I got a little bit of feedback from a listener. And I thought it was really, really cool, so I wanted to go ahead and share it with you. This is from David Arrington over at Helix Reviews.
Hello, Dave Clements, and whoever else may be on this 100th episode of Geek This. I'm just here to say congratulations on 100 episodes. It's a really cool milestone to get to. And it's way further than most people get to who are podcasting, because apparently most people, you know, don't get past like 20 episodes or something. I don't know. Anyway, I've listened to all 100, and I very much love this show, and I'm just kind of calling in here, recording in, or however you want to say it, to say congratulations on 100 episodes, and I'm glad you're back. You were gone for a while, and I missed you guys and the content that you were creating, and I'm glad you're back now on a weekly basis once again, and I'm excited for all the new content you're going to be creating in the future, whether it be solo or with your co-hosts, because I know sometimes you're kind of like, oh, I wish I could have my co-hosts back, and I mean, I totally understand that, but I guess I would agree with that too, but I will say that, hey, you know what, I think you're doing a great job at doing solo show as well, and so just, once again, congratulations on 100 episodes. Happy birthday to Geek This, I guess, if that's what you're supposed to say at 100 episodes. But anyway, congratulations, guys. Keep it up. Can't wait to hear more. Bye-bye.
David, thank you so much for sending that in. That made me all, like, super excited and stuff. It's really cool that somebody has listened to every single episode, and I really appreciate it. I'm super grateful. Yeah, so please go over and check out David's podcast. It is called Helix Reviews, and I will have a link in the show notes over at geekthispodcast.com. Let's go ahead and jump into the main topic of today's episode, which is the roots, the inspirations, and the collaborations of Geek This. So in the last episode, it was the 100th episode, and it took 5.5 years to actually get that far, and to be totally honest, I really didn't do it by myself. I take a lot of the credit because it's my name that shows up on the podcast. I do a lot of the work, but it took my friends and other podcasters and some inspiration to pull off. So this episode is a behind-the-scenes look at how the podcast started and how it got to where it is now. So as I've said many, many times before, and I said this if you listen to episode 100, the very first episode of Geek This was released in December 2012, and things leading up to it actually started probably when I was about 14 years old, if you can believe it, and it had nothing to do with comic books or geekdom at all. So I used to spend a lot of time at my friend Tad's house during the summer when I was growing up, and I mean, we were best friends. And I remember one year, I stayed the night, and my now brother-in-law stayed the night. We were all friends, we were all hanging out, and for whatever reason, we decided to grab a cassette player and record this off-the-wall, like, mock radio show. if I'm not mistaken, I think we wrote just like a quick draft of a script, but you know, some of the cues and things like that was very improvisational and just top of the head kind of thing. And we had all kinds of voices, and I really wish I could find a copy of it so you could all hear how awful yet hilarious it was. But the thing, though, was that moment has stayed with me for all of these years. And it really, you know, I feel like it led me to creating my first podcast. That's really what I think. So moving along years later, I had been gifted an iPod Nano, whenever those were popular, as a Christmas gift. And that's how I discovered podcasts. Now, I don't remember how I found out about them, but I know that I did because, you know, just podcasts were hard to find, but somehow I found out about them. I still, to this day, don't remember how. But one of the first ones I listened to my knowledge, was Stuff You Should Know by How Stuff Works. It is still out. I believe they have like 800 plus episodes, maybe 1,000 episodes by now. And I just remember absorbing it all like a sponge, thinking, this is cool that you and a friend can sit in a room and talk to each other and learn things. You can teach people things. You can educate. You can just geek out about stuff. And sometime later, I don't remember when, I came across a show called Strangers and Aliens. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that Ben Avery and the rest of the guys over at Strangers and Aliens really lit the fire for Geek This, even though I guess it was kind of an indirect fire. And there was something about that show that made me want to be part of the conversation that the three of them were having. And I wanted to give my thoughts on whatever topic they were covering. And I felt unqualified, mainly because I didn't, and I still don't, cover theology very well. But it got the cogs in my head turning, and I was just like, hey, I can do this too. I can start a podcast. I don't know how, but I can start a podcast. And as I listened to Strangers and Aliens, that led to finding out about a show called The Sci-Fi Christian, and then that led to the Spirit Blade podcast, and then eventually, probably months later, I found out about this show called The Audacity to Podcast. Now, this right here was a definite turning point in starting a podcast. Before, I was just kind of like, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, but I found this podcast, and I'm one of those people who, when it comes to creating something, I need to do a bunch of research before I actually start on it. I will fill notebooks full of ideas and, you know, algorithms or, you know, whatever. I'll just do a bunch of research before I start something. So I found myself listening to tons of episodes of the Audacity to Podcast, Podcast Answer Man, the School of Podcasting, trying to think, Podcaster Studio, so many podcasts about podcasting. And after all that, I was afraid to pull the trigger and just make it. Finally, I got caught up on episodes, and none of them really resonated with me as much as the Audacity to Podcast did. And so, you know, there's something about Daniel J. Lewis that I really just connected with. And because of that, you know, this challenge of stop thinking about it, you just need to do it. I did it. I finally, with no money, I mean, bare minimum kind of thing, I grabbed my blue Acer laptop. I downloaded a free program called Audacity. I plugged in an old stick microphone, and I started recording a couple of test episodes. I wanted to kind of get a feel for what I was going to do. And after I was happy with those, I recorded the first episode, which is what I reviewed in episode 100. And since then, like, the podcast has changed so much. And that's, like, the biggest, most important thing that I've learned is that a podcast can and should change. And so that's why, you know, over the last 100 episodes, I've really pulled inspiration from a lot of different shows. That's why, you know, I stick with the format for a little while and then I change it. And I like to try new things with the podcast. I don't want to always stick to the same thing because maybe there's going to be something that you guys like more than something else. I do know, you know, like David Arrington said, you know, he likes the group episodes, and at the same time, he still enjoys these solo episodes where I don't have anybody else. And that's really cool to know, because I'm always going to be fiddling with the format. You know, for me, it's how long can I do something before I get bored with it? And that's when you're going to see changes in the format. Am I getting bored with what I was doing, where I do news and then do a main topic and then I close the show? You know, how long is that going to last before I go, it's not as fun as it used to be? So yeah, you know, so much change, but a lot of that change is inspired by other podcasts that I listen to. I can grab my phone here real quick and tell you, I use Overcast on iOS. I am subscribed to, including being subscribed to Geek This, which I am, so I can go back and listen to episodes eventually to see if I made any mistakes. I am subscribed to 41 podcasts. Now, I don't listen to all of them every single day. I don't listen to all of them every single week, but there are 41 shows that I am subscribed to and listen to on a fairly regular basis. There are some shows that I make sure that, like Lore, every other Monday, I make sure that I've got it downloaded and I can listen to it in the car. And there are just shows like that that I love listening to one after the other, and I take inspiration from those. So I guess I want to share some of those. I talked about The Roots. Let's talk about the inspiration for some of the podcasts. So one of them I just started listening to again because I realized how much I missed those kind of conversation shows. And it's called Word Balloon, and it's hosted by a guy named John Suntris, who I guess he works for CBS Radio. And he's just a really, really great interviewer because it's a very relaxed style. And this show has always been kind of my ideal for what a comic book podcast should be, which is talking to the people who make podcasts. And unfortunately, even after like 5 years of doing this, I do not have reliable enough equipment to Skype with someone for, you know, a good deal of time and get great audio. And I also need to work on my interviewing skills. So, you know, I'm not going to be the next John Suntris, but I think he's kind of on my wish list of people that I could get on this podcast to talk a little bit about what they do. He's just, it's so good. Just kind of a little heads up. A lot of these episodes, you know, have very strong language in them, but they're very insightful into who the creators are, and they're just really real. They talk about the industry, and then they talk about just normal life, if that makes any sense. And it's really cool. It humanizes these creators. I just listened to an interview with Scotty Young, who I absolutely adore. Tom King, who I've been reading so much Batman lately. It was really cool to hear him talk and kind of see where his mind space is when it comes to Batman. And of course, this was an older interview before the wedding and all that stuff, which I'm going to talk about in a future episode. But yeah, just, it's such a fun show, and it's usually an hour plus. I mean, sometimes it's 2 hours long. I think the Tom King episode was like 2 hours long, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. And there are so many episodes that I have to go back and listen to. And I cherry pick those. Usually if I don't recognize a creator, I skip it, come back later after I've heard of them. So, moving on. Lore. Okay. So I know I have talked so many times on the show about lore. I'm sorry. I love lore. I'm going to say lore again just to get the point across. But what that show did for me was it taught me the importance of researching topics. I mean, I've been listening to lore since almost right after it came out. And the part where it started to click with me and go, you need to research things a little bit more, was during the Road to Infinity War series I did in April. And I'm trying to work on some more in-depth things. They're going to take a little bit more of my time, a little bit more writing and storytelling processes. And I want to present those, you know, within the next, you know, 100 episodes of the podcast. 100 episodes is a lot, but if I can do it every week, it's only a couple of years worth of content. So, you know, thinking about it that way, I've got time to write and perfect and kind of create these stories, because there's so much about comics and film and TV and so many ideas that I have that require research. And I feel like you maybe, I mean, I know the show is really about geeking out and not getting too into the nit and the grit of everything, but I feel like it's something that you, as a podcast listener and a comic book reader and a movie watcher, I think it's something that you guys could appreciate. I know I would. I'm a geek when it comes to like special features and learning how the sausage is made for a movie or whatever. And I want to try and do some of that with this podcast about comics and characters and movies that you love, that I love. So lore has definitely been an influence in that mindset and that approach in creating the podcast. I mean, it's kind of it's influenced kind of this current season that the show is in, because just going into the news stories, you know, I go and I research a little bit, but then I give my opinion on it. And I don't know, it's just, lore means a lot to me in a lot of ways. Just to kind of get on a tangent here, Aaron Menke is a fantastic podcaster. He's a good writer and he has some very strong opinions about things. And when it comes to podcasting, that's important to me. And I think he's got some very, very good ideas that I am trying to adopt as a creator. So anyway, yes, lore for the 10th time. Now, this next one, it is not a podcast. It's actually a show on YouTube. It's called Variant. Maybe you watch it or you've heard of it, but it's been really interesting to watch because it's totally a comic book and comic book movie focused show. But there's this little part of me that says, this is kind of what Geek This could have been if you would have had a crew and done video. I remember in the early days of Geek This, I was trying to do more video, but I had like no camera. I had like this little, actually it was a camera that Mike Kostreva gave me. I won it in a little giveaway he was doing for his YouTube channel years ago. So probably, you know, 2012, 2013, 2014, maybe. But it was just this little, bloggy, like Sony bloggy camera. And I didn't understand anything about lighting or anything like that. But when I watch Variant, I'm just like, oh, this is something you could have done. But what I find fascinating is that Aris Quinones, who is the host, he just has this great energy and this great love for comics and superheroes. And he isn't pigeonholed into liking one company over the other. He just genuinely loves superheroes and comics. And I feel like I'm getting there. now that I'm reading more DC, I'm starting to see, you know, good in Marvel, good in DC, and bad in both. Like, I'm starting to feel a little bit more balanced and loving the superheroes a little bit more. You know, there's something in me that has changed recently. And Eris is just, he talks really fast. I know he reads from a teleprompter and things like that. There's just something about him that I'm just like, man, we could hang out together. And I'd be cool with that. I would love to have him as a guest on the podcast sometime. I'm such a small creator. He may never even know I exist. But I am a huge fan of that show. And just, he has inspired so many potential episodes of the show, but I don't want it to rip off specifically his history of episodes. Those are hard to not just be like, copy all of that text, put it in a podcast. I love it. I love Variant. Now, there have also been other podcasts who have positively influenced Geek This directly. And in 2013, some of you might remember this, Ben Avery from Strangers and Aliens created what we called the Podcast Initiative. And it was a way for a bunch of geek podcasts to get together and do crossovers with each other. And I really feel like it was ahead of its time. Like, we had this group and we were working with each other, doing episodes with each other. And at that time, I actually saw a lot of growth in the podcast listeners that we were getting for Geek This about that time. It's really one of my favorite parts of my personal podcast history. Like, that was the biggest community that I had ever been involved in directly, where I was participating, I was getting things out, I was putting things into and helping build. And, before that, I was able to actually interview Ben Avery, and that was in episode 8. And that's one that I need to go back and listen to. But I remember being so nervous to talk with him because he's this comic book writer and a podcast creator that I look up to. And it was just like really intimidating. We were on Skype and I was worried that it would crash or that I wouldn't get the audio recorded right or something like that. And I think the conversation went well. We live a couple of hours away from each other, I found out. And so it feels like almost every year we try to get together and record an episode, but it's never happened in the last 5 years. So who knows? 2018 might be the year. Maybe it'd be 2019. I don't know. But what came out of the podcast initiative was a few episodes that have really, truly been my favorite. They're very fond episodes. More fond? Anyway, they are just, they stand out more than even my own episodes that I've done. But I just kind of want to run through those. And of course, all of the links to these episodes will be in the show notes for this episode over at geekthispodcast.com. In 2014, Mikey Fizzle and some of his crew from Real World Theology recorded an episode of Geek This while I took a paternity leave from the show when my youngest daughter was born. I've always had a problem with giving enough time for podcasts so that, you know, there's not this huge gap. Obviously, a couple weeks went by before episode 100 went out. You know, for those of you listening in real time, it was pretty cool because I listened to Real World Theology a lot. And I was on Real World recently to talk about Incredibles 2. And this is totally my opinion. I don't feel like I held my own. They are definitely some deep thinkers on that show. But the episode that they did for Geek This, it stands out more because I talked to Mikey about it recently. But you could tell that they just enjoyed geeking out about British pop culture. And That was a lot of fun to actually listen to an episode that was part of my show but not hearing my music and then somebody else taking over. It was kind of just this fun little experiment. And, you know, real world isn't really like that. I mean, they do have fun, but it's not just about geeking out. Like I said, deep thinking goes on. They're analyzing film and seeing, you know, the undertones and the stories that are underneath. I mean, their whole mantra is that entertainment is not mindless. Whereas Geek This, it's just like, yes, entertainment is mindless and we love it. So that was a lot of fun. Another couple guys who took part in what I called the Takeover Project were Matt Anderson and Daniel Butcher. They actually did a Lego Movie review, and that was funny because a lot of people don't like that episode because Matt and Daniel didn't like the movie, and I thought that was fun. Speaking of Matt Anderson, David Hunt and I were on the Sci-Fi Christian as guests as part of this, you know, podcast initiative, and we talked about Superior Spider-Man with Matt Anderson and Ben DeBono, who run the show. And I remember recording this episode. It's been years ago. I mean, we're talking probably 4 years ago, and it felt so surreal at the time because I had been recording either solo or with David for the majority of the episodes up to that point, and it was really inconsistent and whatever. And I had never been on someone else's podcast, so I didn't know how to act like a guest. I was used to kind of leading the conversation or bouncing conversation off of somebody who I knew and was usually sitting in the same room with. But I have to admit now, in full disclosure, that we were talking about Superior Spider-Man, and I cram read that issue the day that we were supposed to record. And if I remember right, I had a hard time making good conversation because I either forgot what I read or didn't actually read whatever part I was asked about. And I think it's funny now. I'm sorry, Ben and Matt. But I think that's why it's such a fond remembrance of the last 100 episodes, is because it was a little bit of a pivot for me. You know, I'm used to being on my own show and more or less controlling where the conversation goes. Whereas this, I did a terrible job, but, I don't know. I mean, I think some people liked it. Matt, if you're listening, you could tell me what your stats are on that. I'm sure they'd like dipped like way down and you have tons of terrible comments. Moving on. Steve McDonald from Strangers and Aliens was on Geek This in 2014, and we talked about the 1943 Batman serial TV episodes as part of our Batman on Film series, which I have to say, I would love to do more series like that. If you have an idea, let me know. Leave a comment in the show notes of the episode, or just let me know on Facebook or Twitter. But what I liked about Steve being on is that he is a geeky nerd. He gets excited about whatever it is he's talking about, but his knowledge is incredibly deep. So it was pretty impressive, and it was really fun to get another podcaster on the show who I listened to for a long time. I knew that voice. I understood kind of his rhythm and the way that he looked at things. And it was really neat, and he was very enthusiastic about this 1943 Batman series. It was actually his idea, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, there have been a ton of really good things that have happened since I put that first episode out in 2012. And while I wrote things down for this episode, I kept getting overwhelmed with this feeling of gratefulness to everybody who has ever played even the smallest role in making an episode happen. And I cannot tell you how thankful to everyone who listened to all of these episodes. If you've listened to every episode, I'm thankful. If this is the first episode you ever listened to, I'm thankful. Like, I know I talked about this in the last episode, but I can't, it's hard for me to move past the fact that I've recorded 100 episodes of this show. It's crazy. So yeah, I just, again, thank you for listening. It's just, it's hard to get over that feeling of you just did a, like, this is like, you know, as far as hobbies go, like, this is the longest I've been committed to a hobby. You know, I doodle now and then, but I don't doodle every day. I don't think about doodling every day. Podcasting, I wish I could podcast every day. I work for podcasting every day. So that's pretty close. But yeah, it's just, it's a really cool thing, and I'm probably belaboring the point. So, moving on, David, Adam, and Mike, I just want to say thank you for playing in this little sandbox of mine. It's been fun, and I always look forward to the next time we can sit down and record and just geek out about stuff. And, you know, that was part of what made getting to 100 episodes hard, was because we were trying to schedule, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 different people at a time. You know, sometimes it was all 4 of us, sometimes it was 3, or just David and I, or just Mike and I, or just Adam and I. And we all live very separate lives, and we don't see each other as much as we would like to. So it made it difficult, and that was why a couple of years ago I put the podcast on hiatus. I mean, it was too tough for me to get behind a microphone because I didn't want to do the prep work. I was leaning so heavily on other people, and if David and I had something set up and one of us couldn't make it, or if Skype didn't work, I was just defeated, and it affected me negatively. But what I've learned over this last year of doing podcasts again, hello motorcycle, what I've learned is that I truly enjoy hanging out with these guys, and I wish I could do it more, but that's not the case. I can't do it all the time. But, you know, maybe one day this will be the thing that we do. We'll just hang out all the time and make podcasts. Maybe not, but still, never hurts to dream. I do want to thank my wife and my daughters, not just because they're the least important. If anything, they're the most important thing. Because while they'll never actually listen to this episode, I'm sure. I guess my oldest might. They have sacrificed so much just so I can hit deadlines, especially since I brought the show back in 2017. And tonight is actually one of those nights where I was like, I'm working my 9-to-5. I come home and I work my part-time job with Blueberry, and then I took part in this webinar because I'm working on something else, and then I immediately start working on this podcast and some other podcast stuff. And, you know, my wife's in bed, my girls are in bed, and they do sacrifice so much so I can do this and the other things that I do. And, you know, sometimes I take advantage of that, and I feel bad for it. I really do. But it also shows that they know how much I love this thing that I'm doing. And that's pretty great. And I definitely couldn't do it without them, even though they're never around when I record. So, yes, Wendy, girls, I really do appreciate everything that you give up just so I can make this silly little podcast for whoever's going to listen to it. And thank you for following me as I pursue more podcast focused dreams. And finally, thank you for listening to Geek This. There are going to be a ton more episodes on the way. I'm not stopping at 101. I'm not stopping at 200. I want to take this thing as far as possible, regardless of money or fame. I love making this show. So please, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, it is totally free. You can find all of the links that you need, whether you want to subscribe on iOS, Android, if you just want to listen on the website, maybe you want it delivered by email, whatever the case, all the links are at geekthispodcast.com. And while you're there, please check out the Finally Fridays articles that are there. Each week, I'm just writing about stuff I'm geeking out about, nothing formal, nothing crazy like that. Just fun stuff. You know, usually what I'm reading, what I'm watching, what I'm playing, you know, whatever comes to my mind. Every single Friday for I think the last 5 or 6 weeks, I've put something out. So that's pretty cool. Go check it out. If you're interested in writing, there is a link at the bottom of every article that you can just fill out a little form and submit your idea and, you know, we'll talk. Finally, before I shut it down, there is a summer 2018 audience survey that I just put out today, as in the day I recorded this, not the day you're listening to it, but anyway, it's out now. And every few months I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be sharing it on the website and on social media. And this is really just to get a read on what you want to hear from the podcast. It would mean a lot to me if you could fill that out. I can't guarantee any kind of giveaway or prize, but you never know. There could be a free t-shirt in there for you. We'll see. It depends on kind of what the budget looks like. Unless somebody wants to sponsor an episode. it would just be awesome if you could fill out that survey. It'll only take you maybe a minute or two at the most. I'm not asking for a bunch of information or anything like that. I don't even think I've got it set to ask for your email address. I just want your first name. That's about it. And how you listen to the show. It's super simple. I don't think it's going to hurt you at all. So, that does it. I am done. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep on geeking out. Geek This is a production of Crimson Creature Media. Music for this episode can be found at podcastmusic.blueberry.com. The show opener was produced by Music Radio Creative, and you can find links for this episode and more at geekthispodcast.com.